We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Peches Amud Beis, and we are starting a new Mishnah on Daf Peches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Hasitoin Mekaneach Midoisov Echad L'Shlois V'Yom. What's a Sitoin? A Sitoin is a big wholesaler that he buys a lot at a time, and he gives it to all the smaller stores. He's like the wholesaler. Why is it called Sitoin? So Rashbam says, Sitoin is really Chitim L'Shon Yavon. Since he buys a lot of Chitim, he's called a Chitim. He's managing a piece of wheat. He buys so much stuff. But actually here, in this case, we are talking about a sitoin who is sells anything. That's the halacha. He has to wash his midosav once every 30 days, his measures. We're talking about different weights and different measuring cups that you use for your business. You have to wash it out every 30 days. Once every 12 months. What's the reason? Because sitoin uses it often, so he has to wash it out more often. Baal Bais doesn't use it so often, his measuring cups. How many times does he sell something already? So therefore, it's once every 12 months. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel mechila b'dvarim, it's the opposite. The sitoin does it once every 12 months, and the Baal Bais is every 30 days. Why? Because the opposite. Since the sitoin uses it so often, it keeps on cleaning it out by itself. The more often you use it, it doesn't have time to get dry. But Shaykh the Baal Bais, he uses it not often, so then it dries up, and therefore he needs to clean it more, because it gets nidbak, like the Rashbam says, it gets stuck, and therefore you have to clean it out more often, because the it gets dried up inside it. Chemveni. So what's a chemveni? Chemveni is like in between a sitoin and a babayis. Chemveni does something often. So a chemveni mekaneach midoysav pamayim b'shabbos. He has to wash his midoysav twice a week, even more than a sitoin. Now, is that l'kuli alma? Well, maybe if you're a shimon megamil, you shouldn't wash it at all because it's so often. So Rashbam brings down a shayla about this. So one side the Rashbam brings down is going daft to the Tanakhama, but he says it's shver. Why? First of all, he passes Rav Shimon Gamliel. Second of all, Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't say a shir over here. He doesn't give his own opinion. And also, the Gemara says, Om Rav Shimon Gamliel medvar amurim. So obviously, it's not so poshut that this is only the Tanakhama. If it's a kuliyama. By a chemveni, it's a kuliyama. He says, Al-Nira, the filler of Shimon Gamliel moide bechemveni. Obviously, moichatad, the kimon chayin echayiv lahatav gimel tipin. Since he's not mechuyiv to give out three tipin like before if he did Tanakhama. So nikras b'seicha yoyser, it gets more stuck in it, and therefore you have to clean out your midos every twice a week. So midosav are the weight, the cups, the measuring cups for liquid. That's what midah is. Measuring cup for liquid. The mishkaloisav are the weights that you put on the scale that you clean off once a week. The maznayim, which is the scale, you have to clean out the place where you put the food every single time. Now the Rishonim, the Achronim already asked that why by a medosav it's pamayim v'shabbos and maznayim is every mishkal. Why is it different? They're both used for food inside it. So what would be the difference? That why is a scale every single use and by the midas twice a week? What's going on? So the answer, partial tarets. I saw this terrorist actually in the art scroll. They say the answer is that by the midah, what they do is you pour it out. You pour it out into that guy's cup. Since you pour it out, not much gets left there. So it's twice a week is enough. Masha inking by a scale, you don't turn over the scale. You pull it out by hand at a scale. So it's much harder to get everything out in the first place. That's you have to wash it out every time. Since you take it out of the scale, that's why it's different. So I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Medvar amurim belach. This whole discussion is dafka by lach, where things get stuck, especially oily stuff like oil and wine, they get stuck. But by yavesh, if he's selling a piece of meat, you don't have to wash it out. Ain't it tzarach? Huh? Because in the scale, you put liquid in the scale. Oh, how are you getting it out? Yeah. It's a good question. I know you have to ask the question to Rabbi Zlatowitz maybe, but no, it's a good shayla. But I guess you have to say that maybe something in between here, something that's oily or wet or it's a good question. You ask a good question. So what's the case of the Yavish and Tzarek? I think Yavish means that, like the Rashbam says, is peiros or palpalim. Like these are things that are dry things. I said meat. It could be meat would be considered something that leaves over residue. It could be meat would be something that won't be accounted. It means like fish or meat. That's a problem. Somebody here, dry stuff like an apple. What's the apple leave already? Nothing. So that's what I'm talking about. I think that's the answer to the question. Yavish means something that's dry. Not the non-liquid, anything that's dry. Look at your terrors. Zog to Mishnah Vayit, Alam Beis. L'chayiv l'achriya loy tefach. The halacha is that when you have a scale, you have to set the scale to be off by a little bit, off by a tefach. A scale is equal. What you do is you put on one side a weight, let's say a 2 pound weight, and the other side you fill it with meat to be equal to the 2 pound weight. Now, he says you have to machriya tefach. You have to pull down the food side a little bit, let it be off the scale by a tefach, and therefore, when you measure it, the guy who gets the meat will get a little more than 2 pounds. That's the halach. It's a lot. A tefach is a lot, it happens to be. And so the response speaks out, it's a tefach for a litra. A litra is a big amount. If it's less than a litra, it wouldn't be a tefach. But by a heavy thing like a litra, you have to adjust the scale by a tefach, off, to be off by a tefach, and this goes for 10 litra also. Just off by a tefach. There's a chiyuv to be machriya. We'll see in the Gemara, there's a sikkel makar for this. This way, you're never overcharging the lekeach, you're being careful. And the loch is, you have to be machriya, you have to give away a little from yourself. Hoyu shokel ayabayin, which means in some places the minig was that they didn't do machra, but they did it exact. Still, you have to give them, you give them machra. No yusin len gerumim. You give them machra, which is how much? Echad la asara balach, which means one of Asara Balach, Echel Esav Yavash, 1 out of 20 of Yavash. Now, what does that mean? We have to wait to the Gemara. I'm not going to give a sneak preview. Wait to the Gemara exactly how much, what's that amount? 1/10? What does it mean 1/10? You get an extra 10%? We'll see. Malkum Shinagu Lamud Bedaka. If the minig is there that they measure the midos, which we said usually means lach, they usually do that measure with a daka, with a small one, Layom Vegasa. For example, some places only have 1 pound. Or 1 ounce measuring things. So even if you buy 6 ounces or 6 cups or 6 pounds, you use 6 of those things. That's called daka. Or you use 1 6-pounder. What's the difference? The difference is two pshatim. Either because each one gets a hachra, so if the minig is a daka, you don't rip them off from the hachra. Second pshat is that when you fill something up, let's say it's not even talking about lach, let's talk about a case you fill it up with flour, it's impossible to make it straight to the top. There's always a little bit of a hump. There's a little bit of a hump over here, even when you do meichik. Even when you do meichik means it's flat, so therefore if you do 6 measurings, you get more humps. So that's why you can't, both ways. So makazog alomim l'abdaka, where usually the lekeach gains, l'yamad v'gasa. You shouldn't use one big measure. And if it's v'gasa, if it's, the minhag there is to use a big measuring cup, lo yom edvaka, don't use smaller ones, because then the meicher will lose. So you have to go with the minig of makam, always minig of makam. And the same thing for the next halacha. Limchaik lo yigdash. If the minig there is, they don't over pour the measuring cup, you make it flat, you have to make it flat. Lo yigdash. Ligdash lo yimchaik. If you gaidash, what's the English word for gaidash? It's a heaping? Right, so it's heap. If they heap there, then you can't make it flat, because he's losing out. Actually, Gemara says that a heap is a 1/3 more than the thing. It's really hard to understand, depends on how tall it is. But it's a heap. The heap is very, very big. And so if the minig is, when I sell you a, let's say this midah is a 2 pound midah, it means a heaping 2 pound midah. So you can't sell it, but meichik. If the minig is meichik, you can't ask for a gasa. That's all our Mishnah teaches us. And we'll see in our Mishnah, could be infir meichel, you can't do it. We'll see in the Gemara, that's not peites, that talks about that, infir meichel can't do it. So let's see the Gemara first. Look at the Gemara. No, so it says in our Mishnah that chayiv lahachriya loy tefach. You have to be machriya tefach, which means you have to adjust the scale by a tefach. And if you're doing ayin v'ayin, you give gerumen, you give these extra. So how do we know that you have to be machriya? That's where I thought the Gemara's question was. How do you know we have to be machriya? Mishlokos on my cross, in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk in parashas kiseitzei even shleima v'tzedek yielach. So it says, tzedek yelach. You know what we learn from that? It says, even shleimo. We know it has to be whole. What's with tzedek? Tzedek is an extra word. Tzedek mishalach v'yitim l'tloy. Give something from your own. And that's what it means you learn achra. Freite gemara, achra is deraisa. So how could it be a minig in a makam? They don't do achra. Ayin bayin. Yachim a seifa. Hoyu shogel ayin bayin. Hoyu shogel ayin bayin. Vi achra deraisa. Ich yov le ayin bayin. Hay let it give. Ayin bayin is a deraisa. Dig it in of achra. Zok to Gemara, no. There's only the rice to get in to give extra. The ratio of Mokum Shinogu. The Chiyitmar of Shlokosh are Sefer. Shlokosh is members on the Sefer. Itmar. Hoya Shokal Ayim Ba'ayin, no, it's like a Gerumim. No, I'm really, how do you have to give a Gerumim? It's not the minute you get to give extra. Omra Shlokosh, everyone got to give extra. Don't Makra, Vitzedek, Vitzedek. Tzedek, Mishloch, Vitain Loy. You have to give a little extra. So in the place where you have a minute to adjust the scale, that's the way you give extra. But if not, you got to give the gerumim, the word gerumim actually means hachra. Like the Rashbam brings down, there's a word in shchita, in chulim, we'll get this soon, is something called hagrama. Hagrama means when you chef, then you go offline, it's called hagrama. So it's hachra also, means you're offline, it's a little bit off. Al kapanim, so you have to give gerumim. V'kame gerumim. How much is the gerumim? He says it's 1 out of 100. It's 1 out of 10% out of a litra when you're selling 10 litrin. Now the Rashbam says, how do we know that's what it means? look at the Mishnah. It says echel asara belach. It sounds like 10%. So he said, it says in the Mishnah echel li asara. She echel me asara. So he says it was something missing in the Mishnah. It was supposed to say echel me asara li asara. That's what it says. Lemon echel me asara li asara belach. And that's how we knew that it means 1 out of 100. So the vice of the gerumim is 1%, which is not so gefarlich already. So the moicher has to always give 1% extra gerumim. Now the next part of the Mishnah says echel asar b'lach echel esrim v'yavish. Now how much is echel esrim v'yavish? I'll speak out the shaila outside. When it says esrim v'yavish, does it mean 1/10 of a litra when you have 20 litra? So how much is that? That's 1 out of 200. Or it means when it says echel le'esrim v'yavish, because it's le'esrim, maybe means 1 out of 20 when you have 20 thing, which means 1 out of 400. You hear the shayla? It said here le'asar. So le'asar is the second thing. That's what he said. It meant 1/10 of litra le'asar when you have 10. That's 1 out of 100. Here's it le'esrim. So you could be still sticking 1/10. 1 out of 10 of a litra, 10% of a litra when you have 20. So if that's the case, that's 1 out of 200. But if you change it to mean the same thing like the case of a lach by something liquidy to yavish, would be the same ratio. It would be 1 out of 20 when you have 20, which is 1 out of 400. That's the Gemara Shaila. Eboilu, hechi kamar echad ma'asar b'lach la'asar d'lach echad ma'esher b'yavish la'esher d'yavish. I dilma echad ma'asar la'asar d'lach v'la'esher d'yavish. And by yavish, it's 1 out of 20 for 20, which would be 1 out of 400. No, opposite. First one was 1 out of 400. Was 1 out of 20 for 20. Next one was echad ma'asara la'asara d'lach. Well, the esrim d'yavish is also going on asara, which is 1 out of 200. Teiku. The Mark lives with a shayla. Amar Levi kasha oinchim shalmi dais yosim oinchim writes the oinish on overcharging and not being honest when it comes to measures is more chomer. The oinish is more chomer than the oinish of a rice. Shezeh ne'mar b'hem. It says by one of them el, but zeh never ela. It says by a rayas ki es kolat ha'evos ha'el osu anchei aretz shel fnechem atitma aretz. It says our el. El means something strong, terrible. But it doesn't say the hay. And by it says by midos ki toyavas Hashem lekecha kol oise ela kol oise ela. Pasuk parashuk you say also kol oise ela. So it says ela, and ela is an extra hay. It's even worse. It's even worse than arise. My mash with high ale kashu. How you know ale means something that's strong, hard. The chsiv is eli aretz lokach. The pasuk says ves eli aretz lokach. Pasuk in Yecheskel, which means the strong people of the aretz lokach. So you see, ele means strong. So like upon him, here we're saying midos are more common than arise. So freiti mar kasha, but gabi arise not miksiv ele. It says by arise also. It says ki kol asher ye also. That's talking about arise. Says Eila there. So you want to know that Eila is coming to me mayit that you shouldn't get kares on midos. Ahula muti midos me kares. The common muti only this has kares, not that. What you think has kares because it's called teiva. You think that midos get kares. The kamas one Eila doesn't get kares. So if it doesn't get kares, so what's the why is it? Where do you see it's more chomer? What part of it is more chomer? Why is midas more chomer? Where do you see it? And what does the shtel zechayis that midas are more chomer than arayis? That's more. It's worse than arayis. The hasam by arayis efshev tshuva, like the pasuk says, shuva banim shayvivim. It's shayach do tshuva. V'ha'chol efshev tshuva. But over here, by midas, impossible tshuva. If someone has a store and he has the measures that are incorrect and not honest, and he's a very busy guy, and for 5 years he's overcharging people, it's impossible to do tshuva. How's he finding all the customers to pay them back? He has out-of-town customers as well. He has no way, even if he sends a check to every guy in the city, he still didn't pay up everyone, because he has people in other cities. So therefore it's very hard to do tshuva. Ah, you can ask me, it says that you give the tzarchi tzibur, and that's you take care of tshuva. Zokta Rashbam, that's not. I forgot the bringing Yasavam Tzarchi Rabim, 5 lines from the bottom, you do Tzarchi Rabim. Ain't zu tshuva malya. Ma'achashen emesh lebailam, ma'ashem bor lamutav. The best he could do is do Tzarchi Rabim, but that doesn't really do it. It doesn't really take it. So therefore, the halacha is that's what he's saying, it's more chomer than arayis. Now, what would be the havami of the ichayiv in Chorus? So we said, because it would be considered teivas. Zokter Rashbam, don't say it would be a gzeres shava, ele. It can't be gzeres shava ma'atzmai. And it also can't be a kal v'chomer, say, ma, doch arayis v'shayach v'tshuva, gets chorus. This is no shayach v'tshuva, v'tshuva gets chorus. You wouldn't do that either, because it ain't unchim min adin. So the havami of the Gemara was, only because it's excluded teivas, kamash one, ele, no, it's not chay. Stealing from a hediyot, we're stealing from a gevaya. Because you look at the psukim, when it talks about gzela of a adam, it says in the pasuk nefesh ki secheta omol amal b'ashem v'kichash ba'amisay. What comes first? The word secheta before ma'al. So v'zeh hiktem chet l'vila. V'zeh, but by gevaya hiktem ilah l'chet. By gevaya, it says. It says first meila, then the chait. So you see, it's more chomer to gezel head to gezel hektish. And the next gemara is chait. Right away, you say the chaita. Like even like a have me, you know, like it's not true, but yet even from the beginning, already you call the chaita. So gezel head is more chomer. Now the next gemara, for those that you know that are into this stuff, it's very basheret because peches. Amid Peches in Tavshin Pei Dalid comes out on Parashas Kisavai and on the Shabbos, and the next Gemara will have Shaychas the Parashas Kisavai. V'amra Blevi, Bara A, Shaloike Midas Akaris Baruchu Midas Basav Adam. Come and see that the Midas of Akaris Baruchu is not like the Midas Basav Adam. Akaris Baruchu Beirach Yisrael. When it comes to brachos, there's 2 times we have the brachos and the klolos in the Torah. We have it once in Parashas Bichu Kaisai at the end of Sefer Vayikra. We have it again in Sefer Dvarim in Parashas Kisava. The one in Parashas Bichu Kaisai was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one in Parashas Kisava was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Yidua. So he's saying the ones in Parashas Bichu Kaisai are a little bit more lenient than the ones in Parashas Kisava. Actually, in Rashi Chumash brings down other examples. But this is the example of our Gemara. So the Gemara, Borei, Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Midas Kodesh Adam. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Berech Yisrael, Be'esim Shtayim, when HaKodesh Baruch Hu benched Klai Yisrael, he did it with all 22 Isis. We'll see what that means. The Kilam B'Shmoyna, when it came to the Klai, only 8 Isis. What does that mean? Baruch Hu Be'esim Shtayim, because it starts off the parasha, Im Bichu Kodeshai Teleichu, that's the parasha of the Brachas, starting off with that. The first letter is Aleph. And the last word of the brachas is kaimios, ad kaimios. This last word of the brachas, it says, Ani Hashem lekechem asher eshesi eschem eretz v'shayim yos lehem avadim, ve'eshbar moitos ulechem, v'oilech eschem kaimios. So it's a saf, it's an alav to taf, saying that Hashem benched you with every power he has from everything in the peh, from alav to taf. The killam b'shmoina, but the klal is only shmoina, because it starts v'im b'chukoyse tamash, which is a vav. And what's the last word of the teichacha? Ad v'eschukoyse yigala nafsham. That's the last words of the teichacha in b'chukoyse. It says v'oros te'ozim mehem v'tiretz es shapseseh ba'ashamah mehem v'hem yirtzu savoinam yan v'yam b'mishpatayim ha'osu v'eschukoyse yigala nafsham mem. Now from vav to mem is only 8 letters. So it's only with 8 letters. So it came to brachas, all 22 letters of the Baal face. When it came to the clause, only 8 letters. Comes to parashas v'chukoysai, v'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, barcham b'shmoina, b'kilom b'esem v'shtayim. Barcham b'shmoina, because the brachas start off on top of Peites and Aleph with the words, v'hoyam shmoina tishma b'kal Hashem akecha lishmer, last is komis v'zah, sh'anechem v'savach ha'yam, n'sonach ha'ashem ha'chem elyon ha'kol gai ha'aretz. It says, vav. And the brachas end with the pasuk lo yisosu b'kol dvar mashal nechem zavah eschem ayim v'yavim nesmah lech zachar elohim achirim lo avdom, which is a mem. If a vav to mem is 8. The kilolam be'esim shtayim ayisiyas. And he made the klala with 22 ayisiyas. Because it starts off from the vav, mevahayim lo yisishma, it's in vahayim lo yisishma b'kol shem akecha, lishmer lasas, and it ends off with the pasuk dev is v'kartam sham leivecha la'avodim l'shvachas v'ein koine, which is a hey. Vav, through the whole alphabet, back to hey, is 22. So Moshe Rabbeinu would give the klalot out to all 22 brachas. So we're seeing how the midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu is much bigger than midas of Basav Adam. Obviously the question here is, which everyone asked there also, is that everything's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is even Dvar Moshe from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what exactly does that mean, that Moshe was worse, and this is it. The one of the Tzimah, one's a Tzibur, one's a Yachid. Ayin, Bekitza, Ayin, all the Mepharshim that talk about these Shailas, including the Marashah here, but now is not the time. Go to your local Chumash here or your Raid Bank.